to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we take a look at transitioning to a vegan diet, as it can have health, ethical and environmental benefits. You can find out more on ourstoprotect.ie, and there's a fact sheet with tips on how to manage your diet on Midlands103.com. Nutritional therapist and Belmont's Brendan Mullaney believes you should take it one step at a time.
I think, you know, we have to look at what actually the word diet means. It actually comes from the Greek word, now excuse me anyone from Greece, dieta, and it means way of life. So I think it's a nicer way to look at it, because there's always this association when you're talking about diet, it's automatically associated with weight loss, reduction of this, reduction of that, you know, and all this. But we, as you said, with our diet here in Ireland, we've got quite a Western style diet, which is the most unhealthiest diet in the world. And that's where the problem is. It's not, you know, that we should look more towards the Mediterranean diet, which is far more plant-based. Now, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian, as like yourself. I do have meat and I do have fish. But it's a balance between what you're actually intaking and how it's actually sourced and all of that as well, which comes into the climate change aspect of it. But for people that are thinking of going vegetarian or vegan, particularly vegan, I think, because you're losing out on dairy and possibly eggs and different sources of additional protein like that, is go to your GP, get your bloods done. First and foremost, get the bloods done. Go to your GP, get that sorted out, get a health check done. And particularly for girls that are menstruating because of the iron level. Meat is a good source of iron, of what they call heme iron, which is more easily absorbed by the body, where it is not as much in the vegetables. You will get it from your green leafy vegetables, but the body has to work harder for it to absorb it.
Breda is advising anyone who is considering cutting out meat to educate themselves about the vitamins and nutrients their body needs.
The first thing I would do with anyone that is trying to change to a vegan diet is do not do it all at once. Don't just suddenly, bang, it's gone. Build it up slowly. Have one meat-free day a week, two, and build it up. So your body actually adjusts to all of this. Because you're going to have to educate yourself in what your body actually requires to get your iron levels in, which is all your green leafy vegetables. Adding in things like your vitamin C, your citrus fruits and things like that, to help actually absorb the iron from the non-heme sources like your green leafy vegetables. So adding that in, getting teas and coffees and things like that away from your food, because that prevents the absorption of iron as well. It is a very Irish thing to have a cup of tea with immediately after your dinner, or a cup of coffee, and the same, or have it with your lunch and things like that. It's a very Irish thing. But I'm afraid to help with the absorption, because of the tannins in the tea that prevent the absorption of the iron. So you need to add maybe a bit of vitamin C to it. Like if you squeeze a bit of lemon over your salad, there's your vitamin C automatically over your greens. So that will help absorb the iron. But just try and keep the teas and coffees away from your actual meals. Believe you me, there's a lot of diets out there between keto, low carb, high fat. Intermittent fasting, there's fast 800, you name it, there's a diet version of it somewhere. So you have to educate yourself to it, and to remember that not every diet suits everyone. The one diet does not suit everyone. We're all very, very individual as regards how we absorb food, how we deal with it, how we get our nutrients and everything else. We're all extraordinary individual. And that has to be taken into account. Whereas vegan diet might suit you, it might not suit me. The same with a meat-based diet or whatever particular diet. You need to get a diet. You know, some people thrive on the keto diet, which is a very high, you know, kind of heavy meat-based diet, and they thrive on it. but others, it just does not agree with them. So you have to kind of find which one is actually most appropriate to you. But to educate, I think, as regards education with the climate change, is a lot more emphasis on locally sourced fruit and veg. Locally sourced, even meat and things like that. Try and get them locally sourced. There's a fantastic, as you probably know, market, Saturday morning market in Tullamore. They have their organic farmers there, and there's a couple of other vegetable and fruit stalls. To look more in that direction, and to educate people, to say these are available here, you know, and there are, you know, easy access, things like that. So that's kind of, I think, is the way to go with it. Mm-hmm. Sustainable farming is the way to deal with the climate. It's sustainable farming. It's not all farming, you know, all farming is bad and all of, you know, it's not that. It has to be sustainable.
She also says that people should opt for natural, unprocessed foods.
It's like anything that's highly processed, regardless of what it is not good for you. End of, be it vegan, anything. If it's highly processed, it is not good for you. The more natural you can go, the least amount of processing you can, processed foods you can eat, the healthier you will actually be. Processed foods, particularly highly processed foods, are meant to be highly palatable, highly addictive, and highly calorific. So there's a combination there of all that going on. So overall for your health, there's insulin resistance, all of those things, you know, pre-diabetics, all of that, it's all got to do with our, particularly a highly processed diet. So if you can go back to, you know, even the basics of learning how to cook, I personally think home economics should be right the way through secondary school.
The positive health coach believes it's all about finding the right diet.
Even transitioning from, would say, when you'll be looking for the protein side of things, particularly in the vegan diet, you're looking at beans and lentils and all of them things. You know, start off with a lot of that, and I tell you, you will suffer gut issues, no question. So kind of that, you have to transition a little bit slower. Things like even washing the, you know, making sure you, if you're using the tinned beans and lentils, to actually rinse them extremely well. Soaking your beans, if you're using the dried ones, soak them overnight before you use them. And small amounts build up. Otherwise, you know, it causes quite a bit of gut issues until your body actually adjusts and acclimatizes to that. So go with caution there. Best way to start, as I said earlier on, go slow, build it up. Build up your, you know, your ability, first of all, to cook all of these different foods, because there's a different cooking process. Now, and there's tons of recipes online for anyone that, you know, kind of is interested in going down there and checking them out. Diversity, loads of colour. And that goes for anyone's diet. Loads and loads and loads of colour. We're supposed to have 30 different fruit and vegetables per week. Different.
Wow.
And I know from where I am, where I come from, you know, you could have carrots and broccoli. It could be the mainstay for most of the week. And that's not sufficient. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, you look to the variety for your overall diet. Then, you know, add in plenty of herbs, plenty of spices. They go towards your 30 a week as well. So loads of herbs and spices. Get to know what spices you like and what herbs you like. You have, of course, you know, you have your vegan organic oats. You have all of them there. You know, they're vegan, vegetarian. If you wanted to have a healthy breakfast, you could have that with coconut milk, some cinnamon, some berries, maybe chia seed. And there's your healthy breakfast. You know, just get to know your foods. Lunch is the same thing. You have your, you know, your roasted cauliflower soups and garlic, lard salads, fresh veg with your chickpeas, all of that sort of thing. So you kind of just build it up, but just loads of variety. Because I think sometimes with going vegetarian or going vegan, it can be, particularly in the younger age group, attached to weight loss. And I'm always kind of very conscious of that in, you know, kind of particularly in that particular age group because of disordered eating and all of that. So if anyone's doing that, you know, education there is obviously key, that they're eating enough. and that they're getting enough calories for what they're actually doing. Because if they're not getting sufficient calories, they will actually lose weight and their energy will go through the floor.
The theme of this week's Hours to Protect is transitioning to a vegan diet. The advice from nutritional therapist and Belmont's Breda Mullaney is to educate yourself on your body's needs and to take it slowly. You can find out more on hourstoprotect.ie and there's a fact sheet with tips on how to manage your diet on Midlands103.com.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.